What's going on, everyone? This is Specifist with a new, possibly a new episode. This depends on how it goes, I guess. Going into different subjects now. I think I'm basically done the Nuance series. To death. But I'm sure there's more I'm going to be doing on that. Don't get me wrong. I'm not going to stop. I'm just going to be focusing on attempting to put more of this into practice. In different episodes and different episodes entirely besides just the Nuance-based ones. And things like this. But I wanted to talk about one of the things that I find that I was completely wrong about. And this comes back to what I used to do episodes on. I still will probably do episodes on this in the future and different things like this. I have no doubts on that. I have no fears on that, that is. I'm just kind of staying back from that for... I stayed back from that for a little bit to kind of get a fresher course in my mind and things like this. But one of the things I used to talk about a lot in episodes, and if you know my episodes from the past, and if you've been a listener for a long time, you know that I used to talk about, like, well, the most important thing is peace, right? Peace is everything. But what I've really come to understand is that that's not actually true. And this is based on context. This is based on you, obviously, but this is... Well, okay, it's not completely based on you. There is other things involved as well. That goes into why this is something that I've changed my mind on this. But it comes down to what is this doing for you, right? And if it's doing something for you, that's great, right? If you are doing mindfulness, and if you're doing meditation, if you're doing all these things and that's working for you, that's good. But the question you have to ask yourself is, if you are looking for peace, even if you find peace, and you stick with whatever that is and whatever works for that, you have to ask yourself the question, well, what is missing from my own life from when I'm doing this? And this is an answer that can give you that can be given to you partially by emotions, partially by logic. But the reason why I'm changing my mind on this, and I have changed my mind for a couple of months now, actually, because one of the things I've really become aware of when it comes to peace is that you can actually become too peaceful and become too comfortable with a circumstance that you might not want to be comfortable in. And this is something that, like, people in this sort of, like, mindfulness spirit will not tell you. Like, oh, they'll tell you, like, oh, you know, the answer is to not struggle and to be in peace and things like this. And what I've actually come to understand is that that's true. I mean, that's not wrong. It's definitely correct. But it's kind of like so one-dimensional that, like, you do this for, like, a couple of days and you realize, like, oh, something is missing. Like, this is kind of boring. But it gets even worse than this, because not only is it boring, because it definitely can be boring, but it's also worse than this, because there's something about being in this peaceful, centered state of mind that can enable you and enable others in ways that you might not want to be enabled, right? And then you become too comfortable, and then you engage in behaviors that you don't want to engage in, or you see others engage in behaviors you don't want them to engage in. But you are so peaceful and so comfortable that you can actually not see that, or see that and not care, because it's so peaceful to just be in this place. That's why the phrase moderation in all things is so important. Of course, I think the phrase itself can be a bit illogical, because, like, would you use moderation when it comes to cyanide, or would you use moderation when it comes to some kind of poison, right? But generally speaking, I think it's a correct phrase, especially in this case, because you could be in a situation, be in a peaceful situation. You could be so peaceful. And this has happened to me, by the way. This is something that I'm speaking from pure experience from here. But you can be in a place with so much peacefulness that the world around you can literally feel less and less real. It's really freaky how this works. But that's how strong and powerful peace actually is. And this is why you have to become aware of this. You have to balance yourself. Like, well, what am I missing here? What else am I missing? And like I said, this is partially an emotional answer. Like, oh, I might like to be in peace sometimes, especially if I'm, like, overwhelmed. But, like, if I'm too peaceful, like, do I become too comfortable with certain circumstances? Or do I not move when I really should be moving, or whatever it is, right? It's kind of questions like that that gets you kind of going into it. Kind of like, I don't think this is actually the right, but it's kind of a similar to this idea of yin and yang, or yin and yang, or some people say yang instead of yang, but, or is it yin? I think it's yin and yang, but anyways, and the idea here is that some people equate it to good and evil, but I think it could be seen in different lights and different ways. And so in this case, too much yin or peace, or would it be yang or yin in this case? I don't know. But too much peace, just to give you like the example, too much peace can be enabling. You could be engaged in behaviors that, like, could be very damaging to you because you're in so much peace that you don't even care. But too much anxiousness or anxiety or any other emotion that isn't peace, and you become overwhelmed, you become kind of like, you might become strung out, you might be spreading yourself too thin, things like this, right? And I know this is obvious to most of us, probably, like, if you're not engaged in this. But if you kind of buy into, like, the power of now and things like this, which is not wrong, but if you buy into that too much, you can become too peaceful, and that becomes too much of a problem. And you start to, like, literally, it can become so crazy to where, like, you can be so, like, peaceful and shit, that things around you, even if they are bad, that, like, they can fade away into non-existence. And that may not be so good for you or the people around you, if that's what's happening, right? Most people have the opposite problem, which is that they get too stuck into anxiety and things like this. And so this is why, typically speaking, that advice of, like, books of, like, The Power of Now and things like this are generally speaking correct. But sometimes people need the opposite advice if they're in that other state, honestly. So, yeah, like, ask yourself that question. And be honest with yourself. What am I missing here? And this could be a truth-based question, or a emotional-based question, or a logic-based question. It doesn't matter. The point isn't to become accurate. The point is not to become like, as accurate as possible. It's to gauge where you are imbalanced in some area. Like, what can I be missing? Where? Why is this missing? Why does this seem like it's missing? Or, you know, whatever it is, right? Asking questions. Like, you start to become aware of, like, where you are actually more imbalanced. It doesn't mean that you engage in, like, every single desire and things like this, but, like, you can sort of, like, acknowledge, like, desires, and you can sort of, like, become aware of them without being overwhelmed by them and without, you know, this kind of thing. And so it kind of goes into the ideas of, like, Buddhism and stuff like this. And while I think Buddhism has some valuable points, I think when it comes down to it, I think it comes more to balance between Buddhism and, like, the extremes of anxiety and things like this. Which is why I think most people probably, if they look at Buddhism, they only, like, dabble into it, especially in the West. And there's a good reasons why that may be a problem as well. But like I said, that's where it comes down to that question. What is missing here? Why does it seem missing? Is it actually important? You know, things like this. Doesn't mean you doubt yourself. Doesn't mean that you go, like, oh, well, this thing that might be missing might not be as important. Although it might be, it's just about becoming aware of where you're imbalanced and why. And this is really why I started to do these episodes, the nuance-based episodes. And I thought about changing my podcast name as well, but I'm like, well, it's kind of pointless at this point. It is what it is, right? If you find yourself disagreeing, that's fine. But ask yourself, why? Like, well, hold on. You could ask yourself why, I suppose, but you could ask yourself, what am I missing within this point that I'm disagreeing with? Like, am I not willing to see this or whatever it is, right? Things like this become aware of these different levels and areas of life where we are imbalanced. It's important to do this, honestly. It's probably the most important thing you're going to do. So anyways, hope you enjoyed this episode, and I will talk to you in the next one.